So much good music is coming our way in the next couple of days. Including that wonderful musician right there. That's Tristan. Her latest album is one of my favorites of the year. It's called Aquatic Flowers. You just heard a track off it called Complex. Great one off the Nashville Musicians album. Again, Aquatic Flowers released this past June on Mama Bird Recording. Great, great, great. On tour with Aaron Lee Tashjian at Bright Music Hall Wednesday, November 10th. That's next Wednesday. Aaron Lee Tashjian up ahead of that. If not now, when? That's off the Nashville-based musician's terrific third full-length album, Karma for Cheap. Actually, no, it's off of the fourth album, if you're thinking about it, because he redid Karma for Cheap, and it's called Karma for Cheap Reincarnated, which was released a year later in August of 2019. That's what I pulled that song off of via New West Records. On tour with Tristan, again, stopping in Boston next Wednesday, November 10th at Bright Music Hall. Aaron Lee puts on such an amazing show. I'm going to be there. The Music Savage Gang will be there. Hopefully you will as well. Bright Music Hall is fantastic. Go out and see Aaron Lee Tashjian and Tristan next week, next Wednesday. You're in for a treat. Beach Bunny up out of that with Oxygen. Great new single just released from the Chicago band. Tour brings them to Boston with a stop at Paradise Rock Club Monday the 8th. Is that right? 5, 6, 7. Yeah, Monday the 8th and Tuesday the 9th. Both shows are sold out. But you know what I always say. If there's a will, there's a way. You can get into these shows. Tennis up out of that. Need Your Love. The Denver duo released their fifth album, Swimmer, on their label, Mutually Detrimental, back in February of 2020. The song is the second single. They are at Royale in Boston, Monday, November 8th. So many good shows to choose from. And kicking off the set with Whitney Giving Up, off of the Chicago duo's second release, 2019's Forever Turned Around. Their tour stops at the Sinclair for two shows, 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. at the Sinclair in Cambridge this Saturday, November 6th. That's tomorrow if you're listening live. Hey, if you're in the area, I have a pair of tickets to give away for the guest list for the 10 p.m. show at the Sinclair in Cambridge. You can find us on Music Savage. You can tweet at me at Music Savage, at Music Savage. You can find us and let me know if you want to go. You can give a call here, 1-855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO, and I'll put you on the guest list for Whitney's 10 p.m. show at the Sinclair in Cambridge. So much good live music. I remember last year, you know, live music is pretty much big. It's one of the biggest parts of my life. And being denied live music for a long time was very upsetting. And watching the artists not make any money on their tour and not being able to do what they love, play music for all of us, it was not fun. And now they're back in full force, and go out and support them. Wear your masks if it's mandated, and, you know, have a good time. Live music is back. What could be better? Let's get into another set. It's New Music Week. So many great albums are released throughout the week, including today and Friday, November 5th. It's when a lot of albums drop, and this is just a handful of amazing albums. I'm going to play you a few songs from just a select few, kicking it off with a great one from Penelope Isles. They are a UK brother-sister duo, and their sophomore album, Which Way to Happy, is out today via Bella Union. Here we go, Penelope Isles, New Music Week.
Thank you. talking now. We're not really talking now.
So much. together, we learn how to grow.
Unmistakable sound of Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. That is New Music Week. Just a taste of some of the albums out this week. Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. What If I, one of many excellent singles from the Denver band's third album, The Future, out now on Stax Records. Munya up ahead of that with Coco Beach. Munya is a Quebec musician, Josie Boivin, and the song is off her debut album, Voyage to Mars, out now via Luminel Recordings. Curtis Harding doing Can't Hide It. It's off the Atlanta musician's latest If Words Were Flowers, out on Anti Records. Snail Mail doing Madonna. Snail Mail is the project of Lindsay Jordan, and the single is the latest off her new one, Valentine, out through Matador Records. The 2022 portion of her tour brings her to Boston Friday, April 8th at the Royale. And kicking off New Music Week with Penelope Isles, a track called Terrified, that is off the UK brother-sister duo's sophomore album, Which Way to Happy, which is out today via Bella Union. Go out and get yourself some new records. New music makes everything better. Hey, and you can do that today on Bandcamp. It is Bandcamp Friday, so everything you purchase today on said site, all that money goes directly to the artists. And I'm a big fan of that. I have a pretty good Bandcamp collection. Purchases from Bandcamp Fridays throughout the pandemic, just, you know, to make sure that they had a little extra money in their pockets while they were not able to tour. So I'm going to play you a few of my favorite albums from my collection and remind you, if you want to pick up anything old or new, head over to Bandcamp and do that today. And here is something from a Massachusetts musician. Goes by the name of Old Town Crier, and this is a great one from his new EP, I'm Longing for You, Honey, in Middleborough, Mass. Bandcamp Friday set.
Don't come. just sit there playing with your life. Honey, pull the trigger. You gotta leave everyone behind to really be a winner. And you give the sweetest kisses, dear, but you leave the stinger.
To a set. For the
just a little bit of my collection of Bandcamp albums that purchased on Bandcamp Friday, which is today. Add some new music to your life. Jhené Halsted right there with Madness. It's off the Boston Musician's wonderful fifth album, Disposable Love, released this past January. It is excellent. Aaron Frazier up out of that, Bad News. Frazier is the drummer for Duran Jones and the Indications, and the great track is off his debut solo album, Introducing, also released this past January. Fruit Bats up out of that, On the Avalon Stairs, name of the track I played for you. Eric Johnson is celebrating 20 years of his project Fruit Bats in 2021. Song is off of the latest album, The Pet Parade, which came out this past March 5th to be exact. Lydia Loveless doing Ringer. Lydia calls Columbus, Ohio home, and the track is off of her fifth album, Daughter, out now on her own label, Honey, You're Gonna Be Late Records. And kicking off the set with Old Town Crier, Don't Go, that's off the Massachusetts Musician's excellent new EP, I'm Longing for You, Honey, in Middleborough, Mass. It is the last set. Man, time flies when you're having fun and dancing around the studio by yourself. As you know, most of the times this last set is the hot take set, and today is no different. Every Friday, 4 p.m. Boston time, we put up our favorite videos and songs that are sent to us throughout the week. We call them hot takes, and we post them for you to take a listen to and hope that they become your favorites as well. You get a sneak peek here on the show, and I'm going to kick it off with some great new stuff from Jenny Lewis. She's currently on tour opening up for Harry Styles all over the country, and from what I've seen, the videos and things of the nature, she's having a blast. It looks like it's a good time. And she, amidst all of the touring, she still have found some time to release a brand new song, which came out this past Wednesday. It is wonderful. It's called Puppy and a Truck. Brand new stuff from Jenny Lewis here. Hot Take Set, Music Savage Show.
My 40s are kicking my ass and handing them to me in a margarita class. Like a shot of good luck, I got a puppy in a truck. If you feel like giving up, shut up, get a puppy in a truck. I don't fuck Mopar, Tesla, or Ford. I'm a Chevrolet Angel. A shot of good love, I got a puppy in a truck. If you see us rolling up, thumbs up, puppy in a truck. Shot a good love. I got a puppy in a truck and some unconditional love. Like a shot of good love. Get a puppy in a truck. If you see us rolling.
truck.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I don't know. of me across the room. I think of reasons, but nothing comforts me. To put it simply, I've seen that look before. Filled with disgust, I walk over to him.
Billy, goodbye.
How is it already time? Feels like I just got here. Well, you know, the sound of Daft Punk means of taking you around the world and back in song. Hope you enjoyed that journey as much as I did. Ending it with the Hot Takes set. 4 p.m. Boston time. You can hear all those songs. See those videos. You don't actually have to wait to Hot Takes. But, you know, I'd appreciate it if you did. Franz Ferdinand ending the show with Billy Goodbye, brand new music from Franz Ferdinand. Hey, this Scottish band have a brand new drummer. Her name is Audrey Tate. Original drummer for 20 years, Paul Thompson announced that he was leaving the band. Just a month or so ago, and they found Audrey Tate, a wonderful Scottish drummer. Now she's in the band. They have a new compilation coming out titled Hits to the Head. Comes out March 11th via Domino Records. The Golden Age of TV, What I've Been Through, name of the track I played for you. Excellent new single from the five-piece band from Leeds. It was released November 3rd. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, Talking to Myself. First single off the North Carolina Quintet's upcoming third studio album, Night Roamer. It's out February 18th via 30 Tigers. Kicking off that set with Jenny Lewis, Puppy and a Truck. It's the little things, right? Make you happy. Puppy, Truck. As I said, she's currently on tour supporting Harry Styles. More and more people getting to hear Jenny Lewis, who may not have heard her before. That's exciting. That song came out this past Wednesday. I'm Ryan D. Thanks so much for tuning in here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Serving the Boston area and all over the world at WMFO.org. It's my favorite thing to do. Be in this studio, behind this mic, all these flashing buttons and things, playing music for all of you. Thanks so much for being out there. Spread the word. Tell everybody about the show. I want you to be kind to yourself and to others. We need more of that in this world. It's up to all of us. Listen to lots of music. Music makes everything better. Have a good rest of your day and a wonderful weekend. Come back to me safe and sound for another Music Savage show next Friday. I'll be waiting for you. Stay tuned for Jack and Jangle Heaven, another one of my favorite shows here in the station. Thanks for supporting Freeform Radio. I'll see you again next week. Ciao.